If you decide that you want to extend it to brownies,
yeah,
I can tell you, or John can tell you, that you have someone that's in the studio here who is a master brownie maker.
I'm looking at him, and he's as good as I've ever tasted.
And Ivy's had my brownies
yes.
as well.
Yes, amazing. Well,
we'll say this about Peter's brownies. Peter's brownies have been so good that he's actually been able to sell them to local restaurants and stores where they have impressed many a customer.
That's true.
Well, I definitely wouldn't stop you from bringing brownies to our show if you'd like.
Okay, so tell me a little bit more about the show.
All right, so we have two forms of storytelling. We have prepared storytellers.
Oh, and your do you have a website?
We do. Our website is prosofpie.com.
P-R-O-S-E
of pie,
P-I-E.
Yep.
Because it could be P-I, you know.
True.
Right, if you want to make it mathematical or really want to play with
and
spelling
words.
We're
not that sexy.
It could also be pros without the E at the end because they could be the professionals.
Right, pros of pie. Okay,
exactly.
So
we're on Facebook as well.
Okay, great.
So we have two types of storytelling. We have prepared storytellers. Those are folks that we've either heard tell stories or they try out, rehearse with us. And they get about 12 minutes to tell their prepared story. And we also have open mic slots. So you show up, you're feeling a little ambitious, you put your name in a hat. You only have so many slots, and not everybody gets a chance to tell their story. But if your name is pulled, we give you 5 minutes to tell your story. And each month has a theme, so your story really has to be on the theme.
So what? And you're having one in October, right?
We are. October is a very special one because we're having it at the Sleepy Hollow Cemetery.
Oh, my God.
And the theme is going to be spooky stories. And these stories, incidentally, like the moth, are true stories, narrative stories from the person's life that are told in such a way as to create all the excitement and emotion that a great story creates.
I played ping pong with a Dybbuk once. Does that count?
Well,
you can make it work.
Yep.
There's really an art from there. You'll be surprised. The folks who are natural storytellers. They can tell a story that you and I would think are pretty boring, and that we'll just be riveted listening to them tell their story for 5-10 minutes on end.
4 years ago, I promoted and actually was one of the featured storytellers at a story festival that was in Mount Kisco. And the person who was behind that is someone that you might know in the storytelling industry in Westchester. Her name is Alyssa Wright, R-E-I-T. She plays the harp as well as tells stories. She's a master harpist. I mean, she plays with amazingly well-known orchestras. And so we had the Moth, and we had some other New York City-based storytelling groups come up there. And we got, over 3 days, we got like 500 or 600 people to come in there, and we got all sorts of media. We got radio, television, and newspaper media there. And it was a success. Critically, but financially, it was the money. We didn't make the money back that we put into it. But this sounds like it's a much smaller concept in terms of, you know, sustainability.
Yeah. Our goal here is to create a forum for our community, for our neighbors to get together, tell their stories. When you come tell a story at Pros of Pie, you're going to see, you know, a few dozen faces looking at you, completely supportive, wanting you to do a good job, wanting to get your story out. So we had a gentleman tell his first public story just this weekend or 2 weekends ago. And that's exactly what he told us at the end. He was really nervous to begin with, but he got up there, saw all these eyeballs supporting him, and it came out wonderfully.
Well, that's just great, because I can imagine if you did this in my home, where I grew up in Portchester, where you would have gotten catcalls no matter who you were, because someone would have tried to get you off your game. But that's the difference between Sleepy Hollow or Tarrytown and Portchester. They're very different places.
Yeah. I bet that the experience has a side benefit that's rather educational, because when you deal with the kids today, so many of them are into the texting, they're into the emailing.
Not just the kids, John.
Well, so many people are, and I will talk about that after we take a brief break here, because this is an opportunity for people to develop their verbal skills, and I think that that's a side benefit that I don't know if you recognize, but you can tell us about it after we come back.
Sure.
You're listening to Westchester Eye on the Radio, a discussion of all things Westchester here this week on WVOX 1460 AM and heard worldwide at WVOX.com. I'm John Charan along with Peter Moses, and we'll be back with our guests Ivy Eisenberg and Zach Schusterman right after this break, so stay tuned.